And we need to contemplate that on occasion. And to realize that when God says, I have good plans for you, that that's what God was doing. He said, I want you to expect my best. Now David, we know if we look at David, that David went through a lot of hills and valleys and this and that and the other thing. But he was always expecting the peak. He was always expecting God to accomplish what God had promised. He wasn't always perfectly expecting. None of us perfectly expect. None of us were perfect children. None of us have raised perfect children. But that didn't change the favor. It didn't change the love. It didn't change anything. And it didn't change our desire for them to have the very best. So much so that if they ever came to us and they said, I know you want me to fail, we would say, what drugs are you on? We wouldn't ever want you to fail. I used to have a friend when we were growing up. And when he would get mad and things didn't go his way, it was always the same thing. He would yell at all of us in the neighborhood and say, you're not my mom and dad, you're not my dad, you're not my grandma's mom. And he'd just go through all this stuff. And we were glad of all these bad things that happened in his life. And we'd always go, most of what he was saying, we didn't even know. We're kids, you know? But he would rattle off these things. You're glad about that. You're glad about that. You're glad about that. You know? And now when I'm older, I think that was really a foolish thing. Well, sometimes as Christians, it's almost like that's the attitude we go, well, you're glad this happened to me. I hope you're happy now that you taught me this lesson. That isn't how God is. That's not how you are. And if we, being wicked, the Bible says, can do good things or wish good things for our children, how much more is our Heavenly Father? You see? And so, but if we maintain the attitude about grace that it's an unmerited favor, that it's just a, you know, it's a teetering thing, or like this all the time, close to falling out of God's grace. I mean, it's a precipice. It's not firm footing. It's a, you know, we're just balancing. There's one minister in town that I've had to rearrange how I talk to him, what questions I ask him, because I would say, how are you? And he would say, better than I deserve. And I would say, what kind of talk is that? Well, it is, you know, it's better than I deserve. I said, what are you, lost? You know, what sort of great sin are you in? Why is it something that's better than you deserve? So now I don't ask him that anymore. I don't care how he is. I ask him what he's up to. Now he can't say better than I deserve there. So then I can say, you're just praising God, right? Well, I guess so. But I'm not going to give him the chance to say that other thing because it caused me to sin every time he said it. I just want to hit him. I just wanted to knock some sense into him and just say, I've heard that enough. If you're saying and preaching to people, you better not be better than you deserve. You don't have any business preaching to anybody if you're better than you deserve. Because if you deserve bad, you shouldn't be telling anybody else. I know, that may be just picky about words, but what does that sound like to God? I don't want my kids going around saying, well, you know, my dad says I get more than I deserve. It's the expectancy as Christians. We should have an expectancy of His amazing grace. Not unmerited favor, but special favor. A blessing, because now you're a child. You're no longer strangers, but you're friends. It's not unmerited. It's something that you've just been granted. And since you've been given it, use it. Jordan brought me a U.S. Army coffee mug this morning for Father's Day. And I said, well, we better try that out. And I opened up the plastic off of it and immediately went up to get me coffee. And he brought the coffee down to me and it tasted better because it was in that mug that my son gave me, you know? I mean, I didn't sit and expect anything from him, nor did I necessarily expect. Well, I sort of did. When I started open, I knew him that he would say he would go and get me coffee. Yeah. But I mean, you expect the good things of God. I didn't say, oh, son, I don't deserve anything. Hey, didn't have to deserve it. It's just a special favor. It's just something out of love. It's just not something out of caring. So I want you to begin to think about God's grace in that way. Because as we look at grace, we're going to begin to discover things that have gone on in our lives, and they were because of the grace of God, and they weren't the unmerited favor grace, but it was just a special blessing that was following us around and coming upon us even when we didn't expect it. It's like Deuteronomy 28 that says, if you follow these things, these blessings will come upon you and overtake you. And we begin to understand that those are the things that God wants to be all the time pouring out in our life, and it will change our attitude about life, it will change the way we look at things, it will change the way that we relate to things, it will change the way that we can speak to other people. Yesterday, a guy was telling me, I said, boy, he was a farmer, and I said, man, you had a great day today. You'd have the rain to make the crop grow, the sunshine to make it grow better. This is just great. And he said, and I'll go just straighten out so we get that. Oh, I said, oh, no. I said, and boy, the harvest is coming. He said, well, yeah, we'll just get it straightened out so we can get to the harvest. And I said, plan for it. Just pray. Just pray. He said, well, I suppose so. I said, yeah. I just quit there because it wasn't one that I spent a lot of time ingraining that into. So I just pour it on him once in a while when I'm around him, every time I can encourage him. But you see, there's the thing. That good thing, but oh, might be something bad coming. I mean, you know, why would God raise my crop and then actually bless me to harvest it? I mean, it could be that he doesn't want me to have a harvest this year. You know, last year's was bad. Maybe this one's supposed to be worse. He's teaching you a lesson. Well, I don't know what he's teaching you, but if he is, learn it quick so you don't have to learn it that way. Amen? So, praise God. You've all graduated from unmerited favor, right?
Right.
You are expecting the favor of God, right?
Yes.
You aren't just going to sit in the ditch, right?
Amen.
You're going to make the call. You've got to make the call. And you're going to expect it to come extra fast because you are in the family, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Father, we thank you for your special favor. We thank you for the unmerited favor that we receive to receive our salvation. But from now on, Lord, we're walking in your blessing, walking in your favor, walking in your goodness, expecting you to show up in a powerful way in every circumstance. And we thank you for this, Father, in Jesus' wonderful, wonderful name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.